Απόψε έχουμε την πολύ μεγάλη τιμή και ιδιαίτερη χαρά να φιλοξενούμε στην εκπομπή Rock επί 2 τον Ρούντι Προτρούντι από τους Φάστονς, όπως σας το είχαμε υποσχεθεί και την προηγούμενη φορά. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, Costadinos, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. First of all, I have to say it's my personal pleasure to have you here tonight because I've been a fan for years. I really love your music and I admire you as a performer. Especially last night was one of my best performances ever.
Thank you.
You've been visiting Greece since 1999, if I'm right.
No, and 1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the first show we had a riot in Thessaloniki.
Okay.
Cops came and started gassing kids outside because they couldn't get in. Yeah, really wild.
Λοιπόν, ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι πότε ήρθε για πρώτη φορά. Με διόρθωσε, δεν ήρθε το 1999, ήρθε το 1989 στη Θεσσαλονίκη. You've been visiting us every year, if I'm right.
Yeah, yeah.
Μας επισκέφτεται κάθε χρόνο, όπως καταλάβατε. What do you think of Greece and the Greek audience?
I love Greece. It's one of my favorite countries, for sure. It's part of my heritage. My grandfather was from Athens, so it's in my blood, I can't help it.
Λοιπόν, το ρωτήσαμε τι πιστεύει για την Ελλάδα και για το ελληνικό κοινό. Μας είπε ότι το λατρεύει και ούτως ή άλλως ένα πράγμα που δεν το ξέραμε είναι ότι κατά ένα τέταρτο ο Ρούντι είναι Έλληνας. Από την πλευρά του πατέρα του, ο παππούς του ήταν Έλληνας. We didn't know that. Why did you start playing music? Was it just for the girls? You didn't expect that kind of question, didn't you?
No, I'll tell you something. When I started playing music, I was a little dork. I never thought I'd get any girls. I started playing in 1966. I was 14 years old. So I never thought there was any chance of getting any girls. But I found out really quick that rock and roll is the best way to get girls.
Okay. Λοιπόν, μόλις ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι ποιος ήταν ο λόγος που ξεκίνησε να παίζει μουσική, τον ρώτησα εγώ αν ήταν μόνο και μόνο για τα κορίτσια και μου είπε όχι, στην ουσία λέει δεν ήταν και πολύ γυναικάς τότε που ξεκίνησε να κάνει μουσική, δηλαδή γύρω στα 14 χρόνια. Μάλλον το αντίθετο ήταν, αλλά στην πορεία κατάλαβε πόση χαρά μπορούν να προσφέρουν τα κορίτσια. Λοιπόν, is it true that you're the first band that used the word grunge long before Nirvana used it for
absolutely,
the first time?
Absolutely. Started, we, as far as I know, we invented the word as far as applying it to music. And that was 1984 when we did our first single, Bad News Travels Fast.
Λοιπόν, μόλις ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι αν ήταν όντως η πρώτη μπάντα που είχε χρησιμοποιήσει τον όρο grunge πολύ πριν τους Nirvana και μου είπε όντως τον είχαν χρησιμοποιήσει πολύ πιο νωρίς. Fastons were screaming Jay Hawkins band for a period of time, and you also have recorded a live album with Screaming Jay Hawkins. How was it working with such a genius as Screaming Jay Hawkins?
It was weird. Screaming Jay was fantastic, everybody knows that, but we didn't really work with him per se. I met him. I actually arranged for him to get a record contract with a small label because he wasn't recording at the time. He wasn't doing very well. And after that, we got a live show with him, and he was supposed to rehearse with us, and he never came to rehearsals. So the only time we ever played with him is when we went on stage that night, not knowing if he was going to come.
I didn't know that.
We did our whole show, and at the very end, he showed up, so and we just brought him on.
You were dead anxious.
Yeah, we didn't know if he was going to actually show up or not.
Μόλις ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι τη σχέση του με τον Screaming Jay Hawkins, μας είπε ότι όντως ηχογραφήσαν ένα live album μαζί. Στην ουσία, ο Screaming Jay Hawkins δεν ήρθε στους Fastons, αλλά οι Fastons προσκάλεσαν τον Screaming Jay Hawkins. Και μάλιστα ο Screaming Jay Hawkins, μας λέει ο Ρούντι Προτρούντι, δεν ερχόταν ποτέ στις πρόβες. Δηλαδή, μέχρι τη τελευταία στιγμή που επρόκειτο να παίξουν live σε κάποιο venue, δεν ήξεραν αν όντως θα έρθει ο Screaming Jay Hawkins και όντως ερχόταν τελευταία στιγμή και τους έκανε έκπληξη. Records has just released a Fastones tribute album.
Yes!
Yeah. By lots and lots of bands, spreading all over the world. You know, what's your favorite track?
We got 42 tracks on there by bands from places like Peru.
Yeah, that's
Brazil,
strange.
Really, Argentina, you know. It's really hard to say because, in all honesty, most of the tracks are really killer. What I really love about it is that the bands interpreted the songs. Most of the bands tried very hard to make the song sound like it was their own, which is very much like what the Fuzztones do when we cover a song. Yeah. We make it our style. So, excuse me. So it's really hard for me to pick one favorite, but there's a few that really stand out to me. A very good friend of mine, Nikki Sutton, from Berlin, did a great version of Just Once, which ended up being the last song that he recorded before he died.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then there's a great version of Idle Chatter by Madwana, very exotic. And Madwana's bass player is in the New York Dolls, who happen to be my favorite band.
Okay.
So
that's your favorite band, New York Dolls?
Oh, definitely. I also know rock and roll band.
I also know that you adore Love.
I love Love, the Pretty Things, the Sonics, Paul Revere and the Raiders, all very, very big on my hit list.
Okay, να με συγχωρήσετε λίγο που δεν μεταφράζω τόση ώρα. Είναι πάρα πολλά αυτά που είπε ο Ρούντι. Για να πούμε έτσι εν συντομία τι είπαμε, ρωτήσαμε το Ρούντι, του είπαμε μάλλον ότι μόλις κυκλοφόρησαν ένα tribute album, η Scene Records κυκλοφόρησε ένα tribute album στους Fuzztones, με γύρω στα 40 συγκροτήματα να συμμετέχουν. Μας είπε κάποια από τα αγαπημένα του tracks, και γενικά νιώθει έτσι κάποια συγκίνηση για όλο αυτό το εγχείρημα που έγινε και είναι αφιέρωμα στους Fuzztones. Ο δίσκος έχει κυκλοφορήσει από τη Scene Records. Κάποια ονόματα θέλω να πιστεύω τα πιάσατε. Μας είπε ότι ένα από τα αγαπημένα του συγκροτήματα είναι οι New York Dolls, τους οποίους και είδε πρόσφατα, και ένας από τους συντελεστές των New York Dolls συμμετέχει στο tribute album. What do you think about the cover song that a Greek band did, Frantic Five? You know, they're from Thessaloniki.
I know.
They did I Never Knew?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
did you like their version?
Of course. The Frantic Five actually opened for us several times when we played here. Okay. And I came here about 2 or 3 years ago and did a DJ show for New Year's Eve, and several of the Frantic Five put together a band for me with some other people from some other bands. And
they played your songs?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, so I did a guest appearance with them as well as DJing, you know. So so they're all friends of mine, and it's Dr. Organ.
Okay.
You know, they're great guys, and I really like their version quite a lot.
Λοιπόν, μόλις ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι τι γνώμη έχει για τη διασκευή που έχει κάνει ένα ελληνικό συγκρότημα το οποίο βρίσκεται μέσα στο tribute album το οποίο έχει κυκλοφορήσει. Το ελληνικό συγκρότημα αυτό είναι η Frantic Five. Τον ρωτήσαμε τι γνώμη έχει γι' αυτό, μας είπε ότι του άρεσε πάρα πολύ. Ούτως ή άλλως έχει κάνει DJ show ο Ρούντι Πρωτρούντι στην Ελλάδα και είχαν συμμετέχει και οι Frantic Five, οι οποίοι είχαν σχηματίσει άτυπα μία μπάντα έτσι ώστε να παίξει κάποια κομμάτια ο Ρούντι live. Okay, you have just reissued 3 albums, I think, and the first single, Bad News Travels Fast. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, last week, Italian label Get Back put out our first album, Live, Leave Your Mind at Home.
Okay.
They put out the Live with Screamin' Jay album and the Live in Europe album, all released at one time on 12-inch vinyl.
They're only on vinyl?
Yeah.
Oops.
there's talk of releasing them on CD.
Okay.
We'll see if they pay me. If they pay me, then we'll put them out on CD too.
can people get it tonight if they come to the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have so many records available tonight, folks.
Okay.
So bring a lot of money.
Για να μεταφράσουμε έτσι λίγο στα γρήγορα, ρωτήσαμε τον Ρούντι αν όντως έχουν επανακυκλοφορήσει κάποια από τα άλμπουμ τους. Μου είπε ναι, τα τρία τους πρώτα άλμπουμ έχουν κυκλοφορήσει συν το πρώτο τους συγκλάκι. Μπορείτε να τα προμηθευτείτε απόψε στη συναυλία που θα κάνουν οι Falstones στο Underworld. Η συναυλία αρχίζει 9 η ώρα. Μπορείτε να πάτε εκεί. Είναι κρίμα να τους χάσετε. Εμείς που βρεθήκαμε εχθές στη συναυλία των Falstones, ήταν μια εκπληκτική εμπειρία να έχεις έναν τέτοιο μεγάλο performer μπροστά σου. Ήταν κάτι σαν secret gig, αν μπορώ να σας δώσω μια εικόνα του τι συνέβαινε. I was just saying to the audience that the whole thing yesterday felt like a secret gig, you know.
Oh, it is a secret gig. We didn't advertise it at all. I told the promoter, please do not let people know we're playing, because you know whenever we play, there's thousands of people and sometimes there's riots. So we wanted to keep this very, very hush-hush.
Ο Ρούντι μας λέει ότι δεν ήταν ιδέα μου που ήταν secret gig. Ήταν όντως secret gig, γιατί δεν είχε κυκλοφορήσει πολύ και δεν άφησαν να κυκλοφορήσει πολύ το ότι παίζουν live, μόνο και μόνο γιατί ήθελε να δώσει αυτή την αισθητική του secret gig στη συναυλία, έτσι ώστε ο κόσμος να είναι πιο κοντά στο καλλιτέχνη. So that people will be closer to the artist. And see
you can get really close, especially the girls. You can get super close. Don't be intimidated.
Λέει για τα κορίτσια ότι όντως μπορεί να έρθουν πολύ κοντά, να μην φοβούνται. How close they can be?
Actually, Lana just told me that the guys can get pretty close too. So just come and get as close as you can. Let's see how close you can get.
Απόψε ξεχάσαμε να σας πούμε ότι είναι και η Λάνα, η κιμπορντίστρια του συγκροτήματος μαζί μας. Έκανε ένα αστείο για τη Λάνα, δεν θα το μεταφράσω, δεν είναι πρέπον για μια τόσο όμορφη κοπέλα. Όπως, you're so beautiful,
Thank you, I think you're handsome too.
Where else? Just throw me an idea, man. I ran out of questions.
Well, I think right now is the time for... Oh, man. I don't know what got caught in there. It's maybe some absinthe.
Okay.
Let's listen to something off the Illegitimate Spawn album. This is our tribute album.
Okay.
I'd love for folks to hear one of the cuts.
Okay. Before the tribute album, would you like us to play Hallucination Generation? Because I want to ask you some questions after the song about drugs.
Drugs?
Okay. Okay, let's play Hallucination Generation. Λοιπόν, σας υπενθυμίζουμε ότι μπορείτε να στέλνετε τα μηνύματά σας και να ρωτάτε ό,τι θέλετε το Ρούντι. Γράφετε 902FM κενό το μήνυμά σας και λέτε ό,τι θέλετε, τέλος πάντων, ό,τι θέλετε να ρωτήσετε το Ρούντι. Έτσι, στέλνετε το μήνυμά σας στο 4331. Ακούτε την εκπομπή Rock επί 2. Απόψε έχουμε την πολύ μεγάλη χαρά να φιλοξενούμε το Rudy Protrudy από τους Fuzz Tones στον 902 στην εκπομπή Rock επί 2. The previous song we listened to was about drugs. Am I right?
Well, it was more about the after effects of drugs, hallucinations.
Okay.
And about the generation who experienced hallucinations, which was my generation.
Λοιπόν, μόλις ρωτήσαμε το Rudy αν το προηγούμενο κομμάτι το οποίο λέγεται Hallucination Generation και μπορείτε να το βρείτε στο album Sold for Zombies, αν αναφέρεται όντως στα ναρκωτικά, και ο Rudy μου είπε όχι στα ναρκωτικά, αλλά στο side effect των ναρκωτικών, την απόρρεια, δηλαδή το αποτέλεσμα, αυτό που νιώθεις μετά. Would you like to explain that better?
Well, in my youth, we were told that drugs and hallucinations were bad.
Yeah.
And the Fuzz Tones advocate hallucinations as a good thing. And and however you you choose to experience them, and whatever you choose to use to experience them, we encourage. You like drugs, don't you?
Yeah, that's
what's your favorite drug?
That's the conversation we had when we came here.
I know, you were loaded.
Okay.
I had to sober this guy up to get him to the station today. A lot of people don't know this, but you are a wild man. Okay. I was surprised because I never knew that you were so
Now. Λοιπόν, καθώς ερχόμασταν στο ταξί με τον Rudy, μιλάγαμε για ναρκωτικά και με ρώτησε εμένα ποια είναι τα καλύτερα ναρκωτικά που μου αρέσουν και του είπα ότι μου αρέσουν τα φιστίκια και ο καφές. I just told
coffee.
The audience, yeah, that I like coffee and peanuts. That's my drug. What about your drugs?
Well, I like coffee too, but I like a lot of absinthe in it.
Okay.
And if I eat peanuts, I like to eat peanuts with a lot of absinthe.
And apple.
I like ouzo quite a lot. Okay. As far as like real hardcore drugs, anything, bring them on.
You're not kidding.
Yeah. No. Okay. Whatever you got.
Would you like to mention some of your favorite bands ever that you know made you
get into
music?
Yeah, when I was growing up, the Beatles came out. Of course, everybody loved the Beatles after they came out.
But naturally, yeah.
But it wasn't too long before I realized that there was a lot of stuff that moved me a lot more. The Beatles actually led me to the guys who influenced them, especially Chuck Berry.
Okay.
So when I was 12, I was super into Chuck Berry. And I quit listening to the Beatles or any English bands. I just wanted to hear Chuck Berry and anything that was similar to Chuck, which led me to Bo Diddley, Little Richard, and eventually to Jerry Lee Lewis, who's my absolute favorite. So that's really my biggest influences right there.
Okay. Μόλις ρωτήσαμε τον Rudy ποια ήταν τα συγκροτήματα που στην ουσία τον ενέπνευσαν να ασχοληθεί με τη μουσική και μας είπε ότι καταρχήν ήταν οι Beatles, αλλά μετά έμαθε και τα άτομα που επηρέασαν τους Beatles, όπως ο Chuck Berry και άλλα άτομα. What was the band that actually made you decide to become a performer? Which band did you see live? And you said, okay, that's it. I'm going to be a performer. I'm going to be a musician.
That was Paul Revere and the Raiders, 1966. I was too young to go alone to this concert. And they were playing in New Jersey. And my mother took me. And I was the only boy in the whole audience. Because the singer, Mark Lindsay, who I brought to Greece three years ago, was a huge teen idol. Huge.
I didn't know that.
He was about as big as
Mick Jagger?
The American Mick Jagger, yeah. And his hair was unbelievably long for the time, but he wore it in a ponytail, so it was halfway down his back. So it was quite outrageous, you know?
Okay.
And the little girls just screamed. I couldn't even hear the band.
Okay.
And I knew that's what I had to do.
That was it.
Yeah.
Μόλις ρωτήσαμε ποιο ήταν μάλλον το συγκρότημα που έκανε τον Ρούντι να αποφασίσει να γίνει ένας performer, να ασχοληθεί με τη μουσική, και μας είπε ότι βλέποντας τον Mark Lindsay να παίζει live στη σκηνή σε ένα κοινό που ήταν μόνο κορίτσια και στην ουσία ήταν το μόνο αγόρι και δεν μπορούσε καν να ακούσει τι λένε, γιατί όλα τα κορίτσια ούρλιαζαν την ώρα που τραγουδούσε ο Mark Lindsay. Ήταν στην ουσία το πρόσωπο που τον ενέπνευσε να ασχοληθεί με την μουσική και να γίνει performer. Μάλιστα λέει ότι τα μαλλιά του Mark Lindsay την εποχή εκείνη ήταν τόσο μακριά που ήταν πέρα από το επιτρεπτού ορίου. Και από όσο ξέρετε, ο Mark Lindsay και ο Rudy Protrudy είχαν παίξει live πριν κάποιο καιρό στο Gagarin, από ό,τι θυμάμαι. You had played together at Gagarin. It was a fantastic show. I remember it. Are you anxious about tonight's show?
No.
We're saying something about you always getting anxious before a show. Am I right or am I lying?
Well, you do a lot of lying. I know that.
What do you mean by that?
No, you know, playing is really natural to me. You know,
okay.
Anxious in a way that I can't wait to get on stage. That's true. I never have anything like stage fright. Anything like that.
Never?
No. I love playing, and I love to interact with the audience. So, no, I never have any kind of...
Even if you're playing to, you know, a huge audience?
No, never makes any difference.
What was the biggest stage that you ever played?
No. I think the biggest was Pukkelpop Festival. I believe it was Belgium. It was for 20,000 people.
What? 20,000 people?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and then we played...
You didn't feel anxious at all?
No. I just wanted to kick a lot of ass. That's a...
Λοιπόν, μόλις...
How do you say that in Greek?
I going to say...
Kick ass.
I going to say...
How do you say ass?
I going to say that.
How do you say hiney?
I going to say that.
Booty?
Okay.
Cheeks?
Chicks is okay.
Buttocks?
No, I won't say that.
Keister?
Not that. Okay, let's...
Tail?
Λοιπόν, ας μεταφράσω λιγάκι. Λοιπόν, ρωτάμε το Ρούντι αν νιώθει καθόλου άγχος λίγο πριν βγει στη σκηνή και μας λέει όχι καθόλου, καθόλου άγχος. Και τον ρωτάμε πώς νιώθει όταν παίζει σε μεγάλα στάδια. Και είπε καθόλου άσχημα, μια χαρά. Βγαίνει πολύ άνετος. What should we expect on tonight's show? Should people come to see you tonight?
No. Definitely stay at home and watch your televisions. That would be the safe thing to do. Rock and roll corrupts. It's evil. It's
okay.
It's anti-conformist. It's anti-social, and everybody knows that it arouses undesirable urges, especially in younger people. So my...
You talk about sinister urges?
Sinister, yes. I mean, you know, it is the devil's music. So actually, I would recommend you all stay home, maybe go to church, or have a nice dinner with your parents.
Yeah. Can we watch TV?
I don't think that that there's any doubt that you're all going to watch TV. I wish it was something I could do about that, but people are going to watch TV whether I say they should or not. So,
okay, so everybody just get up from your couches, chairs, whatever, and get to the live show of the Fastnos. It's the best live show in the whole world. You're playing tonight at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
We are? God, I thought I was just going to sit here and drink. Now I'm drunk and I have to do
a
show?
Yes, you're playing tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This could get really out of hand, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a show tonight. What the hell?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah,
as long as you drive me over there, I'll be there.
Okay. I hope the Lana doesn't, you know, won't bother about what I'm going to say, but you were flirting with a lot of girls.
Me?
Last night.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I don't do that. What are you talking about?
Actually, you know.
I don't even know what that means. I'm totally a homosexual.
So I don't like girls.
Yeah, I can't tell that.
Girls, stay away from me.
That's the reason
why... My hotel room number is 27.
Εχθές στη συναυλία γινόταν ένας πραγματικός πανζουρλισμός. Δεν υπήρχε κορίτσι με το οποίο να μην φλερτάρει ο Ρούντι. Υπήρχαν μάλιστα κορίτσια που τους έλεγε μπορείτε να χτυπήσετε την πόρτα των καμαρινιών μου μετά το show. I caught you saying that you can knock on my door after the show. There was a girl.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I don't know.
That's stage patter. Okay. You know me better than that. Would I ever do that? Costas, you know. You know me.
I respect Lana and I won't answer you now.
After I'm done with the show, okay. Everyone knows this about me. I go home and I go to bed.
Should we believe that?
Yeah. Okay. I go back to the hotel and go to bed.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Okay. Μας λέει ο Ρούντι ότι μετά τη συναυλία πάει σπίτι και κοιμάται. Ας το πιστέψουμε, που εγώ δεν το πιστεύω.
I'm not saying I go alone.
Λέει βέβαια ότι δεν πάει μόνος του να κοιμηθεί. Why do you invite people to get naked on stage?
Because I like tits and butts.
I won't translate that.
Why do you think? Because everybody likes to get naked. Everybody likes to look at naked bodies. And if you're in a crowd and you're naked, you could actually end up rubbing up against each other, and that's a lot of fun. Dancing naked is really fun. And Fuzztone's music is the kind of music that could actually, if you were naked, it could actually instigate you to go even farther, and maybe you would end up possibly indulging in the sort of activities that the ancient Greeks were famous for. And you should be very...
As orgies.
You should be proud of that because that's something that the Greeks brought to the world that they should be revered for.
How would you like an audience of completely naked people?
I've had it many times.
You've had it?
Yes.
Where?
As a solo performer.
Ναι, λέω ότι υπήρχαν περιπτώσεις, ναι.
That's when I was playing organ.
Okay.
And several of my audience were playing organ too.
What kind of an organ? Okay, you imitated.
Well, it wasn't a Vox.
Okay.
No.
Truly, if there was a possibility of people getting naked during the show,
there's always a possibility. I mean, we live in a free country, right?
Okay. I guess you would only like girls to be naked.
No. I think everybody should get naked.
Okay.
I'm an equal opportunity nudist advocate.
Actually,
me and Lana are both nudists. That's a fact.
Are you nudist?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see you naked right now.
Well, she's got a camera.
Okay.
No, we get naked on islands and stuff. You know, for vacations, we go to nudist places and get naked. It's fun. You know, getting naked isn't all about sex. It's also about opening up your mind and basically freeing yourself. Yeah. Freeing yourself because the song Get Naked that we do has absolutely nothing to do with sex at all.
Yeah.
At all. It has to do with freedom. One of the lines in the song is no more fashion, no more trend. All that stuff has got to end. One thing's certain, more or less, we're all the same when we're undressed.
Okay.
When everybody's naked, you can't judge each other by how much money you have or how big your car is or all this bullshit. Okay. We're just all the same then, and that's what we advocate.
Okay. Θα πρέπει να με συγχωρήσετε που δεν μεταφράζω τόση ώρα, αλλά έχω απορροφηθεί από την κουβέντα. Ο Ρούντι Πρωτρούντι σε λίγο φεύγει. Έχουμε ήδη καλέσει ένα ταξί να μας πάρει να πάμε στη συναυλία. We have already called a cab so that we can go to the live show, and you're playing tonight at Underworld's Club, 10 o'clock.
Yes,
people know that.
Well, they know it now.
Okay.
Thanks to you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I don't know what else to ask you. I know you for a long time, and I just love your music. I don't know if I said that. I just love your music. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I'm maybe the biggest fan. I love your records, and you know, it's like living, you know, my myth, talking to you.
Well, well, I appreciate it really.
Well, I have to thank you so much for coming here tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
It was a huge honor. I know I know we have to go now. I have to wish you good luck with tonight's show. I know you urge to play.
Yeah, I'm excited. Gonna have a lot of fun tonight.
Λοιπόν, μπορείτε όλοι εσείς να έρθετε απόψε να απολαύσετε το Rudy από κοντά στο Club Underworld στις 9 η ώρα. Θεμιστοκλέος και Γαμβέτα είναι το Club Underworld. Μπορείτε να θαυμάσετε αυτή την απίστευτη προσωπικότητα από κοντά και να διαπιστώσετε πόσο φανταστικός performer είναι. Εμείς θα είμαστε εκεί, ελπίζουμε να σας δούμε και όλους εσάς. Rudy, how can I thank you?
I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. For the next hour, just play nothing but fuzz tones.
Okay, we will.
Throw in a few songs by the New York Dolls or the Seeds, and I'll be a happy
man. Okay, we will. Okay. We will, man. Bye, man, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Greece.
Λοιπόν, αυτός ήταν ο Rudy Protrudy, ο απολαυστικός Rudy Protrudy. Ελπίζουμε να μας τιμήσετε και να έρθετε απόψε στο Underworld Club να δείτε τους Fuzz Tones live. Είναι μια σπάνια ευκαιρία να δείτε τους Fuzz Tones σε ένα τόσο μικρό club και να, στην ουσία, να έχετε το Rudy Protrudy δίπλα σας και να απολαύσετε το όλο show που κάνει. Θα συνεχίσουμε τη δεύτερη ώρα. Θα συνεχίσει ο Πέτρος Σούρδας τη δεύτερη ώρα παίζοντας κομμάτια από τους Fuzz Tones. Από μας, γεια σας.